Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Good morning. Sorry about that. Got sucked into a Fox News clip. Forgot I was supposed to be on the air. Hey, Lee, how you doing?
No, okay, Tara.
All right, so I have very bad, very, very bad, very sad news. One of my goals in life, you got to have goals, right?
Mm-hmm.
Keep going. One of my goals in life was to get that clunker of mine.
Yeah.
To 350,000 miles.
Right.
Yeah. It got demolished last week.
Oh, I had no idea. What happened?
Well, some guy ran into the back of it. I was like at an intersection.
Oh, great.
Yeah. And I was telling Tim this earlier today. So, I mean, it's sad. I mean, that's kind of attached to it. I've sort of been in a funk. You wouldn't think he would be over a car, but I am.
Well, it's been in the family for so long.
Well, yeah, because they picked up, I mean, we drove all three of the kids home from the hospital in that car. Mm-hmm. And it looks like World War III was conducted in the back of it, because for years, I mean, that's the car the kids rode in. I mean, people would laugh at me when I first got here because I had all three of my kiddie seats.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and Rambo Loco had really had to use some advanced physics to get all three in, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so that's a tight fit.
Well, it is, yeah. And they'd be driving along, they get their sippy cups. You know how kids are with sippy cup. They wave it all over the place, you know what I mean? Like it's a rodeo. So, I mean, it was pretty well stained up back there. I mean, there was nothing ever going to get those stains up, but they were precious to me. You know what I mean? That was my kid. That was my car. Yep. But I was gonna take it to 350,000. I didn't get to, and it's totaled. But do you ever have the thing where, Tim and I were talking about this earlier in the show, it's only happened to me twice in my life, it is wild, where you're in the middle of something where you don't know if you're going to come out of it alive or dead or not, and time slows down.
Yeah.
And, I mean, like, it couldn't have been but part of a second or two. When he hit me, he pushed me into the intersection. Mm. And it was a very large, very busy intersection. And a lot of cars were coming.
Yeah.
And so I literally had time to wonder, am I going to get broadsided right now? Is a car coming?
Yeah.
And I actually had time to like start to move my head to the left to see if a car was coming, and then stop in total dread, not wanting to know.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And there was a car coming, but fortunately when he pushed me in the intersection, when he hit me, it was far enough away that the person had enough time to slow down, and then the car started going around me. I didn't get hit, but I could have been killed. And I could have. That haunted me for a couple of days.
Oh, I can imagine. Yeah, that's a traumatic experience.
It is. And it's only ever happened to me one more time. One at a time, this very long set of brick stairs and an old industrial building that the newspaper was in that I worked at. And there was no handrail, and I fell down them head first. And I had time to wonder, as the earth is spinning around me, am I going to die here? And then my second thought was, oh, if I don't die, is this going to bash my face up?
Yeah.
You know, like, what will I look like after? And you're like, this is a fraction of a second, but time just slows down. You have time to have thoughts about what's about to happen. And then I hit hard and it hurt bad, but I didn't die or bash my face up, thank God. But no, that happened to me this week and I was fine. The guy who hit me was very apologetic, sweetest guy ever. Couldn't be mad at him. I mean, it just happened. So, total the car. And now we're in the market for a new one, right?
Okay. A new one? You're actually going to buy a new car?
Well, look, that goes against my life code. It does.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm
But Rambo Loco is out there, and he's looking at these used cars, and it almost doesn't make financial sense because they cost so much.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm talking about a car with like 10,000 miles already on it. You know, it's like a $6,000 difference. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
So I don't know. We'll see. I've actually already had one person text me with a pretty good-looking 2006 Mazda. We'll see. But anyway, this is interesting. Okay. If you want to take your car, cause I'm going to do this in my lifetime. It's one of my goals. I'm going to take a car to 350,000. I was going to get, you know what, by the way, does it figure your car gets totaled right after you repair it?
No.
Yeah. We just had repaired it. Are you kidding
course.
Me?
Yeah.
Just a few weeks before, but
where the repair is actually worth more than the value of the vehicle.
Yes, I know.
No.
And you know, you get that raw deal from the insurance, right?
I mean, these days you can fill up the gas tank and you have him. You know, double the value of the vehicle.
Of the car, I know. You don't want to go out with a full tank of cash. You're like, oh, wait, I'm going to siphon it. But, and I'll keep it in my garage. But no, so yeah, and they offer you so little for a vehicle like that. And I mean, basically, you know, they didn't offer me enough to pay, make like 3 car payments on a new car for it. Yeah. You get, I mean, that car was worth 15, 16 grand to me, at least is what it's worth. Not what it's actually worth, but it's worth to me.
Right, exactly.
But that
doesn't count for the insurance company.
Yeah, that's how much longer I was going to drive it. Yeah. Right. At least.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
Unfortunately, that's the risk that you take with a used vehicle.
I know.
Or a very used vehicle.
Yeah, I know.
Well-worn vehicle.
Well, here's the good news. These are the top 10 cars that are most likely to make it to 250,000 miles and above. Okay, here's an interesting thing about this list. 6 of them are Toyotas.
Mm-hmm.
And so Rambo Loco, being the smart man that he is, he's right. He's on the Toyota dealership. So I was a Honda person. He's a Toyota person.
Mm-hmm.
And I inherited his Toyota, so I became a Toyota person. But okay, number 10, Toyota Highlander.
Mm-hmm.
245,000 miles.
Right.
Toyota Avalon, 246.
Yeah.
Honda Ridgeline, 249,000. Yeah. Number 7, Chevy Tahoe, 250,000. Mm-hmm. A little surprised by that, but okay. Toyota Prius, I'm skeptical there, but okay, I'm reading the list. 250,000 miles.
Mm-hmm.
GMC Yukon XL, 252,000 miles. Toyota Tundra, 256,000 miles. Chevy Suburban, 266,000 miles. Toyota Land Cruiser is number 2, 280,000 miles. And number 1, the Toyota Sequoia, 297,000 miles.
Notice that a lot of those are large SUVs.
You know, I was wondering that. I was wondering if it's because, like, I was surprised there's not a sedan in there, really. Like, I guess the Avalon.
Yeah.
But, yeah. But, like, you know, the Corolla, which is more along the lines of what we're looking at, right? But then I thought, you know, is that because these bigger cars take them out? You know what I mean? You get into a wreck with one of those bigger cars, and it's going to take out that sedan before you can.
Yeah, but I think it also has something to do with the lifestyle of the driver that would purchase these vehicles.
The big ones?
Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of times you have drivers that are probably taking a little bit better care of the vehicles, maybe driving a little slower, more defensively.
Yeah, because why else would you drive a vehicle?
Because
like
you don't
right?
see any Corvettes or Mustangs or Challengers or Chargers on that list.
No, you do not.
And quite honestly, especially like in the case of some of the V8 powered sports cars, that's pretty much the same drivetrain you'd find in a pickup truck. So, anyway.
That's a good observation. Yeah, I was surprised surely there'd be some smaller cars in there. But anyway, the Toyota trend is good. So.
I had a 1999 Ford Expedition I put over 250,000 miles on.
Good for
now,
you.
Now, I did spend a fair amount of money on it. We had a, what year was it? I forgot. It was an early model Jeep Grand Cherokee that I'd inherited from my late grandfather and that I drove, my wife drove, my son drove. We got about 250,000 miles on it, but I think we went through 2 transmissions and 1 rear differential. So.
Yeah. Well, I am not happy.
Yeah.
I've been in a funk for a couple of days.
Over
losing a car, I didn't realize I was that attached to it.
Well, it upsets your daily routine.
It does.
I mean, you know, it's the older you get, and at least the older I've gotten, I am increasingly more concerned about, okay, I want to do the same thing today I did yesterday. Even if it's not better, let's keep doing the same thing. At least I know what I've got to face.
Exactly.
And you know, when you walk out there in the morning, it's like, wait a minute. I've got to do a different way to get to work. I'm driving something different. It's, you know, upsetting my schedule and my usual procedure for the morning. So, but good luck on that. This is a fun problem to have.
Yeah, okay, I will admit, having a new car, I haven't had a new car since, like, college when I got a lease, you know, so that'll be weird. But, you know, if anybody knows of a good deal, like, you know, a little woman never drove the car, I'd be happy to talk to you about that.
Okay.
But I'm going to need it to be a Honda or a Toyota, more than likely. I don't know. I might hear what you have to say.
I'm very fond of the Hondas, I'll put it that way. And not that there's anything wrong with the Toyotas, but I'm very fond of the Hondas.
Yeah, but it is appalling what they're charging for used cars now. I mean,
that's the marketplace at work. I mean, I'm just telling you, I'm a free market capitalist, and when it if it is a situation where it's not working for the buyer, well, that's free markets. Then there will come a time when it will start working for the buyer, and that could be soon.
Texter writes, they call the Sequoia the million mile car. Mm-hmm. The texter writes, my F-150 has 290,000 miles. Keep
not
on
surprised,
trucking
yeah.
forward.
Absolutely.
Ooh, I'm driving a 2001 Subaru Forester with 378,000 miles on it.
Wow.
Man. I'll never know how far that car could have gone. You should see it. If you're going through that particular Garlington Road exit, it's a pretty major intersection there with Roper Mountain Road, you know? Yeah, that all that glass scattered
that's
in the interstate, that's me.
That's from the, yeah.
That's me.
Toyota logo with wings on it that is spray painted on the road there.
Yeah. And you know what? That happened, ironically, the same week I was telling y'all, like per 100 million miles driven, this is the single deadliest state in the nation to drive in. And then bam, there goes my car.
And guess what happened? It didn't happen in Greer.
It didn't, did it? I don't know if the driver was from Greer, though. I have to look. I have to look. Well, I'm just glad to be alive.
Amen. As the rest of us are.
Yeah.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.